Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Tuesday, January the 14th, 2025. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We're coming at you again from the studio, about to drop some crime knowledge from the college, right?
That's right.
Right? Lay it down on them. January is almost halfway over, the first month of 2025. Yep. Time marches on.
And what a year it's already been in just the first few days. I mean, it started off crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. New Orleans, now the fires.
New Orleans, Vegas, fires. Yeah. All these Family Matter stories.
Yeah.
The whatever. Yeah. The who knows what's going to happen next. The one thing I know is we will never run out of stories.
You are absolutely right.
Because crime doesn't sleep.
No.
Evil doesn't take a break.
No.
Shitheads will always be shitheads.
True.
Dumb criminals.
And you can teach. I mean, I'm still just sick by Lacey because I just hope that when these young kids come into a program and get some leadership and guidance that they, you know, see another way of doing things and get a chance to be so much better and then do something.
She's talking about Kyron Lacy, the LSU star wide receiver who's been arrested for murder.
Still so sad.
It happens every year.
Yeah.
I read you another one from another star promising 19-year-old from Oregon Ducks. Every single year, somebody fucking gets caught being dumb in a no-dumb zone.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way it is. Human nature, job security.
On a episode about just not changing the subject, but going to, I really am excited about this. You asked for people to send frappe recipes in. Mm-hmm. And I think I might have, you can say yes or no, I might have gotten the frappe recipe down.
Not even close. It sucks.
Oh my gosh.
She's so proud of that frappe.
I was so damn proud. I even woke up Sophie and was like, taste it.
I'm having some of it right now. It's really good. It's a little thick. It's like eating ice cream right now, but you'll get it thinner. But the flavor is right on.
Okay.
Mm. So y'all, every morning, I used to have to drive into, well, we have three studios, but I used to have to drive into Jim Chapman's studio in several days a week. And I would stop at McDonald's. I'd order, that's the only fast food I'd get. I'd order through the app and get my sausage and egg McMuffin and a caramel frappe, you know, for the boost, right?
Yeah.
But now we are in our own studio outside of our house, but it's a pretty cool studio.
Yeah.
And I got caramel frappe as good as fuck. And then every morning I get sausage McMuffins mm-hmm. with egg, homemade. Better to me, I could just eat like a million of those.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite thing in the world.
But you do stop yourself at two. Mm-hmm. But some mornings I do a few more.
Yep. I'd like to stop at 22. But anyway, so on top of that, it's Taco Tuesday.
It is Taco Tuesday.
We are the king and queen of tacos.
Yes.
But you don't eat them, but I do.
I'm a nachos. Yep. Nacho. Just nachos. It's mine. It's nachos.
Everybody got that joke. Never heard that one before.
Every week.
Let's get down to some true crime time for Taco Tuesday.
All right. Last week, I think it was, you told a story about maybe 2 weeks ago about a motorcyclist that would come through.
Yes.
Okay.
On Sunday
and
nights.
You were kind of like guessing his speed because y'all could never catch up with him.
No, they would clock him. You could clock him on the radar. He's running like 180, 190.
No, when you were side by side with him, he went past you and you gave him
I had to get the car up. The Crown Vicks would only run 128 miles an hour. It wouldn't go any faster.
Right.
And I knew when he was coming on the other end of the parish, it's like 30 miles long. And I would get on the interstate, and it takes a moment to get your Crown Vic up to 128, and he would pass me.
But you don't know how fast he was going.
Well, fuck, I know he's going. Yeah, they would call it out. They'd be sitting on the interstate, like he'd hit the Parrish line at 190.
Okay.
And I mean, I know he's going a hell of a lot faster than 128.
So you can make an educated guess about the speed. Yeah. Okay. Well, this TikToker had decided that
I'm a TikToker.
With this other TikToker.
Y'all go check out our TikTok on the Real Life Real Crime. It's pretty funny.
Yes, we have a lot we need to post.
I know. We got so much shit.
We really need to post.
But it's not true crime. It's cooking and funny shit.
Yeah, like Kimmy's nose things.
Yes,
we've got Kimmy.
I forgot about that.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I have it in our stuff to bring to Ruth Lee to when we go so we can put them on before we go hunting.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
that's not going to happen.
We'll look like Rudolph.
Okay, you get shot.
If I end up dead, it's because I had on Kimmy's cold nose warmer.
Is going to mistake you for a deer.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
Well, a TikToker in Florida, Noah Galley, would speed in his BMW that he paid $100,000 cash for.
Nice. Down TikTok,
Yes. And he would speed and ask his followers to guess his speed. And if they were right, he would Venmo them $25.
That's crazy.
So a Florida TikToker is now responsible for the death of 6 farm workers.
Damn.
And has been sentenced, this blew my mind, to 12 years in prison. Mm. He killed 6 people.
That's crazy. They must not have been able to pay.
It was in a 2022 Palm Beach fatal collision. So on Monday, January 6th, 20-year-old Noah Galley of Wellington entered a plea deal with prosecutors to avoid his case going to trial and receive a reduced sentence. He will serve 12 years and 180 days in prison. He pleaded guilty to 6 counts of vehicular homicide. He is the son of an attorney. And when he was 17 years old, he killed Merlane Julcius, who was 45, Phelaine Dew, who was 46, Venice Persina, who was 29 at the time of her death, Ramiz Michelle, 53, and Marie Louise, who was 61, and Michelle Saint, who was 77 years old, on U.S. Route 441 on January 27th, 2022. At the time, he was 17 years old. And his BMW M5 violently impacted the back of the victim's Rogue while going 151 miles per hour.
It just never ceases to amaze me. People get behind the wheel of a Porsche or, you know, some type of sports car, and they just automatically think they're a fucking professional driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you just have no idea until you do.
And so he hit the back of the Rogue, and it forced several feet of the Rogue into the passenger compartment. So he essentially smushed them. Faced 55 years in prison if his case went to trial. But I guess when your daddy's an attorney, you do. I don't know. But per the plea deal, his prison sentence will be followed by 7 years probation, as well as the revocation of his driver's license for 3 years. And he must also complete 800 hours of community service and a victim impact panel and a 12-hour driving course. I don't think that's enough.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the 2 years per person.
Yeah.
So
shortly after the deadly crash, a person told law enforcement that Ghali would record himself driving at high rates of speed and post the videos on Instagram and TikTok. And during an investigation, detectives uncovered social media posts made by Ghali where he drove as fast as 182 miles per hour.
Too fast.
One video was captioned, "Who can guess the speed correctly? Whoever can guess the speed correctly wins $25 on Cash App." He reportedly paid more than $100,000 in cash for his BMW M5.
I don't know. Most people don't know this. Every 10 miles an hour over the posted speed limit that you go, it increases your likelihood of being in a fatality. I think it's like 10%.
Yeah.
So this dude is going at least 110, 115 miles an hour over speed limit. So you get in a crash at 189 miles an hour, somebody's going to die.
And in this case,
that statistic proved itself. He was guaranteed you get in a wreck at 109. Maybe six people. In that other vehicle, but you don't kill somebody.
Just like Lacey did the same thing. He killed the veteran.
In case people didn't listen to the show yesterday, once again, she's talking about former LSU star, standout wide receiver, Kyren Lacey.
It just breaks my heart. He effed up his whole life.
Yep.
Circuit Court Judge Sherry Collins also ordered Ghali to post a video on social media that was at least 1 minute long, detailing his situation and advocating for safe driving as part of his plea deal. Oh, poor baby.
Well, I know, but that's still, I think that's a good idea. Maybe it saved somebody else's life.
And he did not speak at his sentencing hearing and let his defense attorney, Liz Parker, read his statement for him.
That's a bitch move.
I think that's chicken shit. Sorry.
There's
not a day that goes by that Noah doesn't think about his actions and what impact they had on so many lives.
He wishes when he's getting butt fucked in prison.
He wishes every day that he had died in the accident and not the victims.
He's going to wish that when he's tossing salads.
Then he wouldn't have done a deal. Like, I would just want to sit and...
Oh, come on, man. Fucking human nature. Everybody wants the best deal they can get.
The victims' families have written to us that they do not object to this plea. Some of them didn't even want him to go to jail at all. One wanted us to drop the case entirely. Yeah. Sounds like maybe some payments.
Could be.
What is the proper sentence in a case like this? No amount of prison time will bring the victims back to their families. We feel this is an appropriate resolution. This case is a tragedy.
That's called, that really gives attorneys a bad name.
Yes.
And the legal system a bad name. If you got money, you get off. People always say that. And I guess to a certain extent, in cases like that, it's true. And, you know, money, power, you get off. I'm going to tell you about a person who might have thought they had some type of superpower, but they didn't get off.
Okay.
I'm going to tell the listeners about Hooters, right?
Okay.
I never went to Hooters in my life before Cindy, except for one time. My buddy Ben Smith, he's deceased now. He got killed in a motorcycle crash. And he was a motorcycle cop, but he was also the first guy I rode with when I came to Livingston Parish. But I think it was his birthday, and all we off-duty guys were going to. This is where he was a big karaoke singer.
Yeah.
And they were having karaoke at the one off of college that night, and we went. And that's the first time I went. And I really wasn't comfortable, like, back then.
Yeah.
Restaurants is what they call them. Whatever. Yeah. But I went and whatever. And then you and I got together, and we like to go day drinking.
Yes.
And we'd be somewhere at some restaurant or pub or whatever at 11 o'clock in the morning. Sydney and I'd be the first ones through the door.
Literally.
And literally drink and eat until our first waitress gets off, usually 2:30, 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then we'd probably, you know, have somebody come get us, and we wouldn't be gone. Wouldn't stay long after that.
Or we get a hotel room right across the street.
Yeah, right. But my point being is, we always would find like Hooters. Like when I did all the traveling, mm-hmm. I would go to Hooters or Twin Peaks. Now, that's totally reverse how it was back in the day when I never went to one of those to going to them now. But I didn't go for the chicks, right? I went because they had cold beer. Two places almost consistently. You're going to have the coldest beer and the best wings.
Right.
Right. And normally when we go out of town, like on vacation and shit, we don't do national chains. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about like if we're just local and we go grab our back booth and Hooters and Denim by Bass Pro and get a drink on or wings.
Yeah. But how uncomfortable you were is the waitress would come up and Woody gets a booth in the back corner.
So I can see the door.
And he's always facing the door and my back is, it doesn't matter, but we sit across from each other. We're not a couple that sits next to each other in the booth.
Oh, nah. Who the fuck does that? If you got four people, I'm like, I don't need you on, I sat beside you in the car all the way there.
I know. Yeah. I'm just setting the story. And
we do a lot of work. We do.
Those were Monday meetings a lot of the times.
She brings her computer and we research it and come up with new ideas.
That's true. Yeah. But when the waitress would come up, Woody would lean to the side and talk to her. And I would be like, why are you leaning?
Gotta explain that. I would lean away from her.
Yeah, lean away.
I didn't know I was doing that.
Yeah. And I said, why do you lean away from them? You're going to like think that they're going to think something. And you just weren't comfortable. But then you went with my daddy to Twin Peaks and y'all got way comfortable.
Yeah, we did.
Dad's like, if they're out, I'm going to look at them.
Oh, my God. He was such a pimp. Not a pimp, but he was such a great guy. Retired law enforcement, head of South
Man's
Texas,
man.
Border Patrol, yeah. And Harley riding and gun shooting and rest his soul. But all right, so let me tell you about the story.
Okay.
So, cops doing what he does, patrolling, and he sees his vehicle not acting right. And so he pulls it over, right? And this is in Florida, y'all. And the cop, thankfully, has his body camera.
Okay.
And he pulls it over and says, please step out of the vehicle. Well, person steps out of the vehicle, and it's a Hooters girl.
Oh.
Right? She's a waitress, and she's obviously intoxicated. This is in Sarasota, Florida, y'all. And on November 17, 2024, Sophia Ross is 22 years old, failed to stop at lights, hit several curbs, and she was driving in the wrong lane while behind the wheel of her Jeep. So the cops pull her over, and they said that when she got out of her car, she moved slowly, appeared lethargic, and they also said that she smelled of alcohol. Well, they wouldn't say that because alcohol has no smell. You write it in your report, had upon them what appeared to be the odor of an alcoholic beverage. But anyway, and she was unable to maintain her balance and was slurring her words.
Mm-hmm.
The interaction was captured on body camera footage that has since gone viral. Now, Ross, who denied driving, but admits being drunk. Is heard in the footage, the video footage, repeatedly calling officer daddy. Oh. And telling him, wait, it gets better. And telling him how she will do anything for him. Right?
Oh.
She said, I can't keep my hands off you.
Daddy.
Yeah. And the cops, you know what the cops said?
In India.
Yeah, right. You know what the cops said?
What?
Unfortunately, you're going to have to. At another point, Ross begins to take off her sweater to show her Hooters uniform and ask the officers for the officer's phone number. And the officer's like, he's laughing off her advances, right? And mm-hmm. he knows she's on body camera. Mm-hmm. And he tried to get her to complete a field sobriety test. Yeah. And she said, don't be such a fucking nerd, bro. When she noticed that the officer wasn't flirting back. Now, she was taken into custody after the field sobriety test couldn't be completed. In accordance to the breath alcohol test affidavit, Ross's blood alcohol level was recorded at a 0.330. Now, state of Louisiana, if you blow on the machine or you blow on the breathalyzer thing, if it's in the field or whatever, you hit a 0.30, it was all or state police's and Livingston, everybody's policy procedure, you had to be immediately taken to the hospital.
Yeah,
0.40, you're dead.
Poison. Yeah.
0.40, you're dead. So, but listen, it was recorded at a 0.330 nearly an hour after she was stopped, right? A second breath sample came in at 0.318. So your body processes out about one drink per hour naturally. So that's about a drink. Court records show Ross has been charged with DUI with a BAC greater than 0.15. Now, y'all, 0.08 is the legal limit. Anything over that, you know, you're going down. But Florida has enhanced statutes at 0.15, which is what it used to be 0.10 for us. But 0.15 means you're severely fucked up, mm-hmm. right? She's a 0.33. But you know what? She pled not guilty. And she has a hearing schedule. Well, she had a hearing schedule for last week. So, but you know, daddy, I'd do anything for you, daddy. It's her.
Okay.
She's trying to, I guess she's trying to use it before she loses it. And it didn't work for her. I wish I had a dime for every time somebody tried to get out of arrest by offering me something.
Do you ever wish that you would have taken them up on their offer?
Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm going to answer that question if I did. Oh, yeah, Cindy, I wished it. Yeah. And no, I don't. And we didn't have body cameras. So justice was just us.
Yeah.
Your turn. It's time for Family Matters.
30-year-old man has shot and killed his 7 months pregnant wife and his 2 children and then died by suicide.
But was it like just yesterday you told us about a dude killed his 4-year-old and shot the rest of them?
I know. Authorities discovered the bodies of Nicholas De Arruda, his 39-year-old wife, Danielle Arruda, and their children, Adele, who was 5, and Felix, who was 2, at their West Greenwich home on Friday, January 3rd.
Where's West Greenwich?
Rhode Island.
Okay.
During a press conference held on Wednesday, January 8th, the police chief, Richard N. Ramsey, told reporters that Nicholas shot and killed his family before he killed himself. I wish there could be an explanation to help you make sense of this horrific act, Ramsey told reporters, but the truth is we may never know why it happened. The shooting occurred between 8 p.m. on New Year's Day and 5:20 a.m. on January 2nd inside the family's home, and the bodies were discovered on January 3rd. When police officers went to perform a
welfare check.
That's right. Because Danielle never showed up for work on Thursday and did not call Friday. Mm. Ramsey also said that suspicious circumstances at the home led to them having to force entry into the house. And that's when officers discovered the gruesome scene. And they described it as one of the worst scene in more than 30-year career. That's how Ramsey described it.
Wow.
Once inside the home, officers immediately noticed the two young children, an adult male and a pregnant female. It was apparent there was no signs of life to any of the bodies and that all four had suffered gunshot wounds.
Jeez Louise.
Ramsey also noted that investigators did not see any sign of a struggle by any of the victims and that Nicholas died from the self-inflicted single gunshot wound. A M4 type semi-automatic weapon was lying next to his body. And according to Ramsey, police never received any indication of trouble at that residence prior to the incident. And they lived together, and all indications from the family and friends were that they loved each other and they loved their children.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms, like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality, science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again, a sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. You want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject, or do they need a challenge to keep them engaged? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies, and adapts to each child, meeting them at their personal level. As a homeschool parent, I can tell you that IXL has been life-saving for my son, WL. He uses IXL every day and allows me to tailor his learning experience based on his specific skills, not just his grade level. If he needs support, IXL finds his current level and helps him build up to where he needs to be. And in areas where he's advanced, IXL propels him forward without any setbacks. What I love most is that IXL uses visuals in its questions and lessons, which really helps WL learn math and science better since he is a visual learner. The interactive practice problems and educational games make learning fun and engaging. With IXL, school is a positive, fun experience. WL enjoys earning awards in the educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Real Life Real Crime listeners can receive an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to access the most effective learning program at the best price.
So,
love them to death.
Literally love them to death.
Or hate him to death, evil to death. I don't know, man.
They said Danielle was loving, smart, and caring, and the funniest person you'll ever meet. She would light up a room. every room she walked in and always had the best stories to share and the best solutions if you came to her with a problem. I don't know when it ends. I guess it doesn't.
It doesn't end. But this is also, you have to remember, a true crime show. And crime is not nice for anybody.
No, it's not.
So let me take you out to Missouri. Now, when I drive to Wisconsin, you and I might went through on the way home because we went through Chicago. How many times you been up there with me?
Two.
Okay, well, then the second time we definitely would have drove through Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah. I just remember the part that we keep going back and forth across the Mississippi River.
Because you go through like six states in the 16-hour trip.
Yeah.
Because it's Louisiana to Mississippi, Mississippi to Tennessee, Tennessee to Arkansas, Arkansas to that little piece of Kentucky, Kentucky to Missouri, Missouri to, is it Kansas? Yeah, because you cross from the Kansas side to the Kansas side to Missouri side, then Illinois, then Wisconsin. But anyway, the let's go. This is a fucking disturbing story. And I'm going to tell you what Woody Overton would never do when I get done. So in court this week, a lady named Melissa Pugh testified against a guy named Stephen Chase Calvary. You know what Stephen did?
Mm-mm.
He was one of nine people charged in the August 2020 kidnapping that killed Melissa Pugh's friend, Sarah Pasco, and also almost killed her.
Okay.
But listen to the story. And ultimately, y'all, this douchebag was convicted on second-degree murder and other charges. But Pasco, 27, was shot in the head and killed after her kidnapper, Gary Hunter Jr., and eight accomplices forced her into a well in Lawrence County, Missouri, that was located in the middle of the woods. Pasco died instantly, and Pugh made the life-saving decision to lay still underneath her friend's body and wait until the attackers left them behind in the well. And they left because they thought both of them were dead. Yeah. So Hunter Jr. was sentenced to 40 years in prison in 2022 after pleading guilty to second-degree murder and first-degree kidnapping. That motherfucker should have got life. Local KY3 said that Hunter Jr. took a plea deal to avoid facing what he should have got, which is a death sentence. And because he was the ringleader and he initiated the kidnapping, which involved eight other members of what authorities believe to be a local gang. Now, after a week-long investigation, authorities arrested all nine people involved in the kidnapping and murder plot. So Calvary, 33, was the only defendant whose case went to trial. And Pugh, the surviving victim,
mm-hmm.
told the jury she forgave him for his involvement in her kidnapping and friend's murder. However, she still wanted to know why Calvary, who was a former Purple Heart winning U.S. Marine, why didn't he stop Hunter Jr. during the kidnapping? She said, "I know God spared my life for a reason, but I don't understand why none of them tried to help us, especially Mr. Calvary, being a war hero," right? So the incident began when Hunter Jr. approached Pasco and Pugh while they were sitting idle in their vehicle at a street corner in Stott City. Now, Hunter Jr. asked the two women if he could get into their car, but once inside the vehicle, he pulled a pistol on them and forced them to drive to the home of a Christina Knapp, who was one of the eight accomplices who later faced charges. She pled guilty to robbery and kidnapping. One by one, the eight accomplices became involved in the kidnapping as Hunter Jr. threatened Pasco and Pugh and forced, and this is where you'll never get Woody Overton to do, He threatened Pascoe and Pew and forced them to begin digging their own graves in Knapp's yard. Let me tell you something.
That's a whole.
You can hold a gun on me and give me a shovel and say, dig your shit. I'm going to be like, fuck you, shoot me now.
Right.
Or I swear to you, or I'm going to swing the shovel at you or something. I'm not digging my own grave.
No.
I'd be like, you too fucking lazy. You're going to make me dig my own shit. And then you're going to shoot me. Fuck that. So, but I mean, he did it to begin digging their own graves in Knapp's yard. Now, eventually, all nine suspects involved in the kidnapping traveled together in two separate cars to a wooded area in Miller, Missouri, and where Hunter Jr. forced the two victims into an abandoned well, and he shot Pascoe as Pew hid under her body. Could you imagine?
No.
Now, once Hunter Jr., Calvary, Knapp, and the others left the scene because they thought both of them were dead, Pew escaped the well and called 911. I'm not asking you to forgive me, but I want you to know I am sorry, Calvary said after his conviction, reading from a letter he wrote to the families of Pascoe and Pew. He said, I'm sorry. I was a coward, and I didn't try harder to stop him. I'm sorry I didn't call 911 and report any of it, and I'm sorry I didn't try to put myself between him and you guys. I bet
you
are,
sorry
motherfucker.
All you want.
Sorry, 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 Charlie.
Yeah.
And sorry, the board game. Fuck you. Fuck the rest of them. And again, it's like, you know, people have ruined their whole lives. And the evil, man, just exists. I can remember, like, you know, Long Beach, Mississippi, doing the drag even like spring break where all the cars are stacked up and you would jump from car to car. And so, I mean, I'm not throwing shade on those girls for letting them in their cars. Probably was a situation like that, small town thing, you know, flirting and doing whatever. You don't think this motherfucker's going to pull a gun and then take you. And I guess they figured at some point, Knapp must have said, don't bury him in my backyard. I know where a well is in the wood.
Yeah.
And, I mean, then think about this. You're already making me attempt to dig my own fucking grave. Mm-hmm. You know you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I guess you're holding on to, like, she did and was lucky enough to survive. You're holding on thinking, oh, my God, you know, maybe God's going to save me or whatever. But then you're driving me out in the middle of the night in the middle of the woods. You got to get out of the vehicles, walk to the well, get in, and then they fucking shoot you.
Imagine the terror that they're thinking
exactly.
The whole time. Yeah.
And I always think about that. My homicide victims, I always wonder what was the last thing they thought, you know, and the sheer terror and pain.
Yeah.
And yeah. And thank God this girl lived and to lay there. I mean, that's fucking evil.
That is
evil. And they deserve the death penalty. Times a million. I don't know. But you would never make me dig my own shit.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. I ain't taking a chance.
No.
So, there you have it.
Well, I mean, if you're digging your own grave, that means you're going to be buried in it. So, why wouldn't you just make them kill you and do it? Yeah, they're going to kill you anyway.
You at least have to dig a hole for
exactly.
Them. And or all these other stories, cut me up and do whatever.
Jeez.
So I don't know, but we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And thank you for liking and listening and sharing. Hashtag justice for Haley, y'all. Please continue to share it. Don't forget Cold Case Files, January 24th, murder in the Bayou in Courtney Coco's case. And we'll advertise it more as it gets closer. I think it's very important. I know it's very important to her family. That, you know, everybody knows about the case and Courtney lives on. And more importantly, this shit bag gets recognized in Angola and all his supporters who were going to kill me and all that stuff. They, you know, I'm rubbing salt in the wound, but fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so let's do it for Haley also. So on Fridays, hashtag justice for Haley, go listen. We had a lot of videos and photographs and body cam videos and interrogation videos and all that put up for Patreon and convicts. If you want to see it, the raw and unedited stuff, go to patreon.com type in Real Life Real Crime or go to the Real Life Real Crime community app. Download it for free from the app store and you can subscribe through there. We call them their subscribers and their convicts.
That's right.
And check it out. Everything's in there, the merch. And again, you know, I answer everything there first. If y'all have any trouble with Patreon or the app, email Cindy at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at realliferealcrime.com.
That's correct.
That's it.
That's right. And they also can report a problem within the app. And you just go to your setting, go to your profile, go to settings, and
you get alerted about it anyway, right?
Right. And then it goes to app at realliferealcrime.com. But either way, I get the alert. I mean, but sometimes people like to send me within the app because it gives like more detailed people that know like about apps and stuff like that. When they go in and they report an error within the app, it gives me more detailed information to send to the developers.
Outside of my wheelhouse, I don't know anything about that. I'm one of those people who don't know.
Yes.
Right. So, but we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all.
Prayers still for California. Yeah,
California, man, sucks. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of True Crime Time for Tuesday, January 14th.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
Well, I'll let y'all later. Peace.
Hey, football fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.